It is not often that a king breaks with protocol, but His Majesty Norodom Sihamoni, King of Cambodia, surprised the diplomatic corps by breaking into song during a royal dinner held to mark half a century of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The king sang the best-known aria from Bedřich Smetana's famous opera, The Bartered Bride, in Czech. Norodom Sihamoni is the only royal in the world who speaks fluent Czech, having lived in this country as a student between 1962 and 1975. He calls the Czech his second home and is expected to pay a royal visit in the autumn. Do you suffer from diabetes or some other medical condition that makes your feet swell? In that case, shopping for shoes must be a nightmare. Thousands of people in the Czech Republic know exactly what it's like. But now, there's light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of his career, shoemaker Josef Hanák has produced a real treasure, the shoe that will mold itself around your foot comfortably, no matter how swollen it may have got, and that shrinks back to a much smaller size when the swelling is down. It's not clear whether he would have come up with the idea at all had his neighbour not constantly complained that she couldn't find any shoes to see her through the winter. Her ankles and calves swelled so much she was often forced to wear open summer shoes. Hanák set to work and produced a shoe that expands several sizes with the help of inserted zippers and laces. They will give you firm support no matter whether your ankle measures 23 or 45 centimetres on a given day. Hanák's universal shoe was tried and tested by chiropodists at the Faculty Hospital in Brno, who had no end of praise for it. And the shoemaker has now had it patented. To all accounts, nothing like it has ever been produced anywhere else in the world. Here in the Czech Republic, it is expected to go on sale in April, in a winter and all-year-round version. Well, it's not as pretty as Cinderella's glass slipper, but Hanák says it's the best shoe he's ever made, and he's expecting it to make its mark in the world. The youngest reader in the Czech Republic is 22-month-old Tomek, who has just got into the Czech Book of Records as the youngest child in the country who knows the alphabet and is able to read simple words. The previous record was set by a 2-year-old girl. Tom's parents say that he's been learning the alphabet of his own volition since he was a year and a half. Whenever there was a newspaper or magazine lying round, he'd point to letters and ask me what they were, his mother said. Miroslav Marek, one of the authors of the Czech Book of Records, says Tomáš is definitely exceptional. He said in the Czech Republic, though it's hard to say how it compares to other states, because different alphabets vary in their complexity. You know what it's like? You need a pencil quickly and you can't find one. This can happen even if your flat is stuffed with finely sharpened pencils from top to bottom. Emmanuel Petraň from the town of Most has been collecting for 30 years now and has 3,333 pencils in his collection. They come in all shapes and sizes and some of them are a metre long. A special division of his collection is devoted to eyeliners and lip pencils. Although Emmanuel himself occasionally needs to grab something to write with, his precious collection is off limits. The pencils must remain pristine, especially now that he's organizing his first ever public exhibition of pencils. Somehow, though, I can't believe his wife doesn't occasionally borrow an eyeliner or lip pencil when his back's turned. I mean, what woman would resist a makeup collection right under her nose? A brawl in the town of Ostrava last week ended in a rather drastic manner, with one of the guys involved biting the other's index finger off. The police are now searching for the sharp-toothed culprit, who may face several years in prison for the attack. The victim, a 20-year-old man, will have to get used to life with only 9 fingers. So remember, the next time you get mad at someone, don't point any accusing fingers. People forget all kinds of things on the bus. A young man who found an abandoned package on his way to work was horrified that it contained what looked like a human skull. A trip to the nearest police station soon solved that little mystery. The police found that the skull was not a human skull at all, but a classroom model ordered by one of the local schools. The firm's employee had been on her way to deliver it when, in a fit of absent-mindedness, she had left it on the morning bus. Very different lives. In the mornings, he's a salesman in the village of Zizalovets. In the afternoon, he turns into a radio star. Due to a lack of finances, he can't pay for transmitters, but that hasn't stopped him from setting up his one-man radio show called Radio Millennium. He simply opens his windows wide and talks to his audience, switching smoothly from the role of DJ to newsreader. The feedback is instant. If people don't like his choice of music, they just yell, "Thing else, Venda." The village has 120 inhabitants and Venda has no shortage of listeners. There's almost always an audience outside his window, especially on a nice warm day, and Venda gives them the benefit of his top 10, the latest village news, and even film tips. His most constant listener is his elderly mother, who says that sometimes the whole house shakes and the windows on the ground floor rattle with whatever hit he's blaring out. But she's happy to let her son have his heart's desire. He tends to get a bit deaf in one's old age, and that may not always be a bad thing.